Okay, so we're left with one problem here, which is like this. Rav Ashi holds the following. Okay, we're doing the cases. We have a tree on the border of our necklace. And this is actually the way the Rambam passes. I used to read the Rambam, actually. But you're dealing with a tree which is on the border of our necklace. Okay? And the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, or vice versa. Okay? So the Rambam says like this. You want you all make yourself on the Aramekhlat. So you have a tree which is inside the Aramekhlat. The trunk is inside. The nofanote chutzotchum, and the branches go outside. Okay? The branches reach over outside. Mishagia tachas hanof neklat. When you get under the branches, you're protected. Because since the tree is inside, the trunk is inside. So once you get under the branches, so now you're considered like part of the tree, and the tree's inside, so you're safe. Okay? Similarly, if you're outside of the border, the trunk is outside of the border, and the branches go inside, branches go over the inside, once you get to the trunk, you're safe. Even though you're not in Ari Meklat, you're safe. The Haragoshon, the Haraglav, if you kill him there, you're killed. Yechay Misa. Okay? So basically, it turns out, it's like you're safe either way. It's somewhat of a contradiction. Because, what do you go by? Do you go by the trunk, or do you go by the branches? Which one do you go by? So it's like you even go. And this is Rav Ashi in the Gemara. It says, you even go by the branches. Normally, you define the thing, the tree, based upon the trunk. That's the main thing. So if the trunk is inside, then the whole thing is defined as inside. And if you're under the branches, which are outside, you're considered in. But so it seems like you're defining it by the trunk. But then if the trunk is outside, so then you should say the whole tree is outside. But yet, when you go near the trunk, you say you go by the branches. And since the branches are inside, you're defined as inside. So the question is, Mamarashach, which way is it? Do you define the tree based upon the branch? Do you define the tree based upon the trunk? And how does it work that if either or is going in, is inside, then you're considered inside once you touch the, once you go to the branches, either part of the tree which is outside? Previously, the Gemara had you define the thing based upon the trunk, because that's the branches, because the branches are fit for dira. For dwelling, so the whole tree is defined by the branches. That I could understand. Or I could understand saying you go by where you are. So it's still fine. But to say this, it's like it doesn't really have a system to it. What it says is you go by either one. Either if the branches are inside or if the trunk is inside. Either way, it's like you consider it inside. But it's like a contradiction. How do you go by either way? And which one is it? Bottom line formula is if either part of it is inside, and then you go to either part of it, even if that part is outside, then you're safe. Okay. Right, that's the punchline. But the question is, what's the sense? I mean, what are you going by? It's like, make up your mind. You're going by the branch, you're going by this. Like, you're just looking to be lenient. But what's the... I mean, it's very nice, you want to save the guy's life, but I mean, you got to make up your mind. What's the system? What do we do? You know, what do we go by? Let's just say what we're saying a little more clearly is that the tree is, maybe the one way to look at it is the tree, it could be looked at as like a structural entity. And as a structural entity, what's the essence of the tree?
To provide shade.
As a structure, that's the function. The function of the tree is that it provides shade and shelter. Right, and so far as the function of the tree is concerned, how man uses it, so you'll say the branches are essential, right? So far as a function of a tree, which is creates shade and dira, then you'll say that the branches are essential. But so far as the structure, the physical tree, which part is the essence and which is the secondary?
Okay.
So the ikar. What's called the ikar, the trunk, is the main part of a tree, right? That's the main. If you'd say, where's the tree? You just look at a tree as a physical building, as a structure. Where's the essence? Where's the tree? The essence of the tree is the trunk. In fact, it's called the ikar. It grows from there, it comes out of the ground from there, trees are things that come out of the ground. If you had to say, where's this tree? You'd say, well, look at the tree. The tree is the trunk. Other stuff grows out of it and emerges from it, but they're like tributary, secondary components of the physical structure of the tree. Yes? So like as a structural object, you say its essence is the trunk. But as a functional, as an object which provides shade, its essence is really the branches. Right? So in both of these cases, you have a tree which is split, which insofar as its function, it's inside, and as far as its structure, it's outside, or vice versa. And neither of these is negligible. You can't just ignore them. A tree does exist in two different frameworks. So if you wanted to give a location for the tree, you'd have to say it's a split. It's like on the border. It's like partakes of both. It partakes of inside and partakes of outside. Right? Vis-a-vis it's the structure of the tree, it's inside, vis-a-vis the function is outside, or vice versa, right?
Yes.
Okay, now if you, and then I think what Yaakov said is good, is now as long as you are related to the tree, you say that you're related to the Armiklot and you're safe. Well, the Armiklot's a shelter, it provides shelter. So you just have to hook into that Armiklot. And that's, I think, what Yaakov said, we want to save the guy. In other words, you have to tie yourself to the Ari Miklat. Now, since the tree partakes of Ari Miklat in one of its two major frameworks,
it's enough
if you are related to this tree in either case. Whether you're holding the tree or under the tree, the point is, as long as you could say you're related to this tree, you're leaning on the tree, you're a dar on this tree, so then in the tree partakes of Ari Miklat, in one of its frameworks, you'll say the guy is a mitzuraf, he's attached to the Ayin Miklat, and he's safe. You know what I mean? So it's like what the Rashi is saying is that when it comes to the locating the tree, he's saying is you can't simplify it and say, well, do we go by the branches, do we go by this? He says they're both significant. They're two essential components of the tree, and you simply have to treat this tree as partaking of both. Therefore, either aspect will give you protection. A brand new case. This is the last Mishnah in the parak, basically. One more, but we already did it. So let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy is in Ari Miklat. He's in Ari Miklat. He killed.
Yeah.
He killed by accident. He goes to Ari Miklat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now he kills again in Ari Miklat by accident again.
Tough
break. So yeah. What happens? What do you say he should do?
I don't know.
Clumsy.
Clumsy. Okay. Stop him now. After you finish calling him all the names, then what do you come to do? Halacha is he has to be gola within Ari Miklat. He has to go to another neighborhood.
Okay. No human contact.
Yeah, no. He's not. It's not. No. It's not. He doesn't have to go into like isolation, right? Solitary. No, he doesn't do that. But he has to do is if he like. I guess Ari Miklat we think of it as a little place, but it's a city. So he has to go to another neighborhood in that city. Okay, another neighborhood in that city. He can't go to a different Ari Miklat.
Until he kills someone there.
He can't go to a different one because he's not allowed to leave the city. Right? He's not allowed to leave the city. But he goes to a different neighborhood in the Ari Miklat. And he has to stay there. Okay? So, I want to understand. How do you explain that halacha? What's the sense of that? And I could have heard saying what you guys were thinking. Look, he has to go to Ari Miklat. He is in Ari Miklat. What more do you want him to do? What sense is there for him to go within one neighborhood within Ari Miklat? Yes, my father and Yaakov also are saying that in the halacha of Ari Miklat, when you kill the shogeg, it's not just halacha you have to go to Ari Miklat. Because if that's the case, then look, he's in Ari Miklat. There's nothing to do. Apparently, there's a halacha of two things. He has to go to Ari Miklat, yes, but he has to be gola. He has to be exiled. That's his halacha. He has to leave his house, go to exile, to Ari Miklat. Right, now here, he can also go to exile. He leaves this neighborhood and goes to another neighborhood. To Ari Miklat. So go to Ari Miklat. Look, he's in Ari Miklat, so he doesn't have to go anywhere in Ari Miklat. And his exile has to be an exile and he has to end up. His destination has to be Ari Miklat. But it's in his exile. He's not just exiling to anywhere. Just go to Brooklyn, go to Alaska. So his exile has to end up in Ari Miklat. That's the place where he's going to live. But even if he's already in Ari Miklat, it's not just the halacha that has to be in Ari Miklat to be safe. But it's a halacha that he's chayev to go to exile. When you kill the shogeg, your punishment is that you're exiled. So you're exiled means you leave your house. So you leave your house. Now, normally, if you live in Brooklyn, you're going to have to go to exile to Ari Miklat. That's the... You can't just go to exile anywhere. The Torah says where you have to go. So you go to exile and to Ari Miklat. But if you kill in Ari Miklat, so you have to go to exile, leave your house. Now, where? Well, you're already in Ari Miklat. So anywhere will work as long as you stay in Ari Miklat. Right? That'll be enough.
You tell any guy who lives in Brooklyn, he's got to leave.
Okay, good. So now what happens if a Levi kills? Levium live in Ari Miklat. So the halacha is, if they kill, what do they do? So the Mishnah says, and this is not clear exactly what it means, but the Mishnah says, Ben Levi gola meir leir. They go from one ear miklat to another ear miklat. Okay? To another ear miklat.
Sorry, I was
going to
ask if
there's another one. Right, so Rashi can say a lot of ear miklat. There's like 6 or 48, depending on how you count. So he goes to another ear miklat. So Rashi says, Ben Levi Shem Yoshua Yer, Baharig Beshoy, Yigola Meir Leir, he goes to another city, Shehu Rashoi Lotzeis Ben Ha'ir. Because he's allowed to leave the city. Shelo Galah Sham, because he never went there to exile. He just lived there. Okay, so he's allowed to leave. So he'll leave to another city. So my question is, what's it saying? Is it saying that he has to go to another city? Or that he can go to another city? Good. I would agree. I think what Yaakov is saying is good. Is that if for a regular guy who kills in Ari Miklat, he could just go to another city, another neighborhood within Ari Miklat, right? Yeah. So apparently that works. So if the Levi kills in Ari Miklat, so why shouldn't the Levi also be able to do the same thing, right? And what, like Yaakov said, we're going to force him to go on the run and now be subject to being killed? Does the guy go down and kill him on the road? Right? So what then is it saying? It's saying is that he's allowed to leave Ari Miklat and to go to the other Ari Miklat. So why would I think he can't? Why would I think he can't leave and go to the Ari Miklat? Okay, so what you'd think is you can't because you see killers aren't allowed to leave Ari Miklat. So why is he allowed to leave? Right? In theory, he's a killer, Vashoge. He's going to kill Vashoge, he's not leave Ari Miklat. So why is he allowed to leave Ari Miklat? In theory, you should say he's locked down to the city. So Rashi says, and I think that's what Rashi is addressing. He says, why? He says, he's allowed to leave. Shelo gala l'sham. Because he didn't go to Galus there. He didn't go there to Galus. So what's he saying? Why is he allowed to leave? Okay, so we're saying like this. It's simple. Is that... That the reason why, it's not a rule, you can't leave, killers cannot leave Ari Miklat. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that galus means, what's your punishment if you kill the shogeg? You have to go to galus forever. Okay? Or whatever, until the kohen gadol dies. You have to go there and do not come out. So now you can't come out. So now you can't say, now we kill the shogeg, no one do come out. That's the whole halacha of galus is we throw you in there and you're locked in. You're stuck. So you can't leave. But when the Levi kills in Ari Miklat, he was living there. He didn't kill there. So he never went to Galus yet. He just happens to be in Ari Miklat. But there's no halal rule that the killers can't leave Ari Miklat. The rule is that when you go to Galus, to Ari Miklat, you're stuck. So the Levi hasn't yet gone. So if he wants, he could make this as Ari Miklat and set himself up here, or he could go to somewhere else. And once he goes to somewhere else, he's never allowed to leave. But in other words, the halacha of not leaving is the halacha in the sentence of Ari Miklat, that you go there and stay there. But since the Levi never went there as his punishment, he just happens to be there, so he has the option to go out. He has the right to choose. If he wants to run to a different Ari Miklat, everyone can choose which Ari Miklat they want to run to. Just once you choose, you're never allowed to leave. But the Levi didn't choose this Ari Miklat, he just happened to kill inside the place. So fine, so now he has the right to go. So if he wants to, look, it's risky. But if he wants, he could go within, he could do that other trick within the city. That's also an option. But that's what Rashi says. He's allowed to go, Shelo Gola Sham, because he never was exiled to there. What prevents you from leaving is not their status of a killer. It's the fact that you were exiled to there prevents you from ever leaving. Right? Good, right?
Yeah.